Okay, today we're continuing in the fourth parak of Maseches Peah. We are doing Mishnayos Vav and Zayin today. So the Mishnah is going to talk about someone who converts in middle of harvesting his field. So does he have to, is he Chayiv in Peah? Because a Nachri, obviously, is not Chayiv in Peah, but a Jew is Chayiv in Peah. So he became a Jew right in the middle. So says the Mishnah, a person is Ovid Chavim and he's harvesting his field, and then he's Megayer to Judaism before he bundles all the grain in the field and he brings it to the Beis HaGoren. So then he's Pater from Leket Shechem Peah, because as far as that field is concerned, those are the Chiv had not yet kicked in. The Chiv had already kicked in by the time when he was still a Nachri, and there is no Chiv on a Nachri. Whereas Rabbi Yehuda Mechayev B'Shich, Rabbi Yehuda says no, he's still Chayev in Shicha, because that he forgot in the field, because Sheina Shicha B'Shas Ha'imur, because the Chiv of Shicha comes later on. That only takes effect at the time that you're bundling the grain, when you're bundling the produce. That's when the Chiv of Shicha comes in. Leket and Peah takes effect when you're harvesting, when you're actually cutting it, but when it comes to Shicha, that's only when it comes to forgetting a bundle in the field, so that chiv comes in when one is bundling the produce. If you look at the Tosfos Yom Tov, min aleket min ashicha, Tosfos Yom Tov writes that Tana Naktinu Bahova Veragaliyo Shekin Bitchilas Haktzira Efshar Veshchiach Lios Nosher. That the reason why the Tana says it in this order, it says leket shicha and leket and shicha then peya, is because that's the most common. That at the beginning of the Ketzira, it's that you'll have some leket. Aval shicha somer inam shichas kama in a rugel sheyishkach betchilas haketzira. But the shicha is not going to happen at the beginning of the harvest. V'hadar tana peya shemakama besof hasada. And then peya's last, because peya's when you're finished harvesting everything. It's all the way at the end of the field. But in the psukim in Parshas Kedoshim, it says lo sechal pa'asadcha v'leket ketzircha, which includes shicha. To tell me which and Parsh Kitzeitze, it's the din of Shicha. That's the order of the Yisurim in the Torah, is what the Baal HaSada needs to be warned about first. That first of all, don't cut and harvest your entire field. And when you harvest your field, don't take that which is no share, that which you drop, because it's the derech to be malakate after the Ketzira. And if you forget a full bundle in the field, or a kama, or a standing grain, that which is the least common of the things, don't go back to take that either. So that's what Tos Yom Tov is trying to explain, why the order of the Mishnah of the Mishnah is different than the order of what it is in the Torah. That the order of the Mishnah is in terms of when it's going to happen, and the order in the Torah is in terms of what needs the biggest warning, what needs to be said first in the most general sense until we get to the most specifics or the least common cases. Now there is the machlokas we had in the Mishnah between Tanakam and Rabbi Yehuda, which Rabbi Yehuda says he's chayiv in shicha because shicha comes at the time of the bundling. What are the Rabbanon going to respond to that? So the Bar Tanur points out for Rabbanon Savri hol v'ika shicha ba'omer v'ika shicha b'kama. There's two types of shicha. There's shicha in the omer and there's shicha in the kama. There's shicha in the bundle and there's also shicha of standing grain. The chsev shichach to omer basada l'rab. So anyone who's included in Shichas Kama is also included in the din of Shichas Omer. So this Ovid Chavim that harvested his field is not included in the Halach of Shichas Kama, because at that time, when it was still Kama, when it was still standing grain, he was an Ovid Chavim, so he's not yet included in that Halacha. Mimele, he's not going to be included in Shichas Omer either, even though by the time the Chiv of Shichas Omer sets in, he's already a Jew, but since he was not yet a Jew at the time of Shichas Kama, so that's why he's not going to be chayiv. That's how the Bar Tanur explains the shita of the Tanakama, how he's going to respond to Rabbi Yehuda. The Mishnah Rishona on the bottom of the page says, well, wait a second, Vim Tomar, Neima Ipcha. How do I know to make the hekesh in that way? That anyone who's not included in Shichas Kama is not included in Shichas Omer. Maybe I should say it the other way around. Neima Ipcha.
Shivcha, holy Yeshna b'Shichas Omer. Maybe I should say that since he is a Jew by the time of Shichas Omer, Yeshna b'Shichas Kama, so he's also included in Shichas Kama as well. So maybe he should be chayiv in both, even the Shichas Kama, which happened when he was not yet a Jew. So says the Mishnah Rishonah, no, v'yishlomer daksiv ki six tor v'shachachta, nemashma t'shichotol b'shas hakotzir, v'osashol v'chav mavi, because the pasuk says ki six tor v'shachachta, so you see that Shichah relates to Katsira, and at the time of the Katsira, he was still the Ravid Chavim. Furthermore, he says, Vol Dain Svara de Bshasa Shicha Lochal Lavachiv Vesu Lochai Lemafreya, that it's not Mistaver, because at the time of the Shicha, there was no Chiv. At the time of the Shicha Sakama, there was no Chiv yet. And now it's going to be Chal Mafreya, because he converted before the Shicha Sa'omer. It's now going to be Chal Mafreya, that the Shicha Sakama is going to be Chiv as well. Very, very much not Mistaver. So now we move on to Mishnah Zayin. The Mishnah is going to discuss a case of grain that would be potter from leket shicha and peya, because it's not really ketzircha. Hikdish kama ufada kama chayiv. If a person was makdish a standing grain, and then he was podit while it was still standing grain, so then it's going to be chayiv and leket shicha peya, because when it's harvested, it belongs to him again. It's not hektish anymore. Amrin ufada amrin chayiv. If he was makdish the produce after it was already bundled up, and then he was podit from hekdish after it was already bundled up, so it's going to be chayiv in leket shicha peya, because at the time of the harvesting, it belonged to him. It was before he was ever makdish it. So in the first case, at the time of the chayiv is after he was already poda it, after it had already, he already got it back from Hegdish. And the second case is that it belonged to him, at the time of the Chiyuv was before he was ever Makdish to begin with. But kama upada amrin petura, if he was makdish it while it was standing grain, and then he was poda it after it was turned into bundles, then it's going to be pata from leket shecho peyashem b'shas chovasa is a petura, because at the time that the chiyuv would have set in, at the time of the harvesting, it had belonged to the Beis HaMikdash, and since it belonged to the Beis HaMikdash at the time of the harvesting, so it wasn't his chiyuv, and that's why he's going to be pater. So the Bartanura points out over here on Mishnah Zayin that kama upada omrin patura demikrad matina ktsir ovid chav matina nami ktsir hegdash. The same pasuk that tells me that when an ovid kuchavim harvests that there's no chiyuv also tells me that when it belongs to hegdash there's no chiyuv. Delav ktsir chahu, because it's not considered ktsir cha. It's not considered your katsir. Olin shicha pligi rabbi dvar banim behegdash kama upada omrin ki echid pligi bovid chavim shakats sadeh varchach nesgayer. Why doesn't our Mishnah mention the machlok between Tanakam and Rabbi Yehuda, between the Rabban and Rabbi Yehuda, about the Shicha, like we did in the previous Mishnah? Yeah, it's understood that the same way in the previous Mishnah by an Ovid Kuchavim, we have the Machlokas about Shichas Omer. So we have the same Machlokas when it comes to that which belonged to Hegdish. That's how the Bartanura points out. Now the Tosas Rabbi Kiveger is not so pleased with that. He says Kashali Dinira de Rabbi Yehuda Moda bePada Omer. Given the b'shas ha'imor haya hegdish, that if you're poded after it's already bundled up, at the time of the imor belonged to hegdish, at the time of the bundling belonged to hegdish. K'dayik l'shnet Rabbi Yehuda le'el she'ena shicha l'b'shas ha'imor, that shicha is at the time of the bundling. L'kumosh kasev bartenur sham u'b'shas imor mia ger haya, and at the time of the bundling he was a ger. Mashma de b'niskayer achar imor pater. So it sounds like had he been megayer after it was already bundled up, it would be pater. So over here also, when you're poda it after it was already bundled up, it should be pater because it belonged to Hegdish at the time of the Imur. So we don't just transfer the machlokas over to here. This is a totally different case. Over here, the timing is different. It's after the Imur. And he says, Va'adraba, says Riki Veger, V'idinakata Mishnah, upada omrim, v'lo nakat upada hakotzir, ha'indinakam mashulu kulialma. The very fact that the Mishnah chooses to give a case where you poda it after it's already bundled up, as opposed to saying that you were poda it after it was harvested, before it was bundled, that tells you that our Mishnah is trying to fit Lekulei Alma, trying to fit all the opinions in the previous Mishnah. And he writes, Vavram and Pirsha Mishnah Kasa v'imhigdish kama v'kotza ragizbar v'asa'an omrim v'achar kach padan lo yischai v'afilu b'shicha v'zedas ha'chacham ad kalnashono. That the Rambam says that we're talking about that you're poded after it's already bundled up, and then our Mishnah is going like the Chachamim. So he says, I don't get it. V'tamua amai dikdik v'asa'an omrim v'achar kach padan ha'gam b'padan kodim sha'asa ha'omrim patr l'rabbanan. According to the Rabbanan, even if you were poda before they made it into ha'omrim, you'd be patr. Kivin de b'sha'asa k'tzira haya de hagdish, because at the time of the harvesting belonged to hagdish, v'lo haya bodin shechus kama. So he says, I don't understand why the Rambam would dafka say in such a case where you poda it as omrim, if you're saying like the chum anyway. According to the chum, even if you were poda it before you bundled it up, it would be patr, because at the time of shechas kama, it wasn't chayiv, it belonged to hagdish. And the Rambam in the Alach Hazaka writes, he says, Rambam b'chibur of kasav be'emes katzar agiz bar v'achar kach pada petura umasis naka pada umr tzarek lomad the nakat mad hulukuli alma. He says the Rambam in the Yad says that the case is that the gizbar was kotzer and then you were poda it, that you're pater even in that case as well, and that's going dafka like the Rabbanan and not like Rabbi Yehuda. Our Mishnah is going bein the Rabbanan, bein the Rabbi Yehuda, because our Mishnah is talking about where you poda it after it was already bundled up. So to quickly review, we had two Mishnayos. Mishnah Vav told us that if a person converts after harvesting his field, so he's pater from leket and peya, machlokas whether he's pater from shicha, because shicha is talui on the shas ha'imor, in the time that you bundle it up. Second Mishnah Zayin was if a person was makdish a field and redeemed it. So if he did all of that before he ever harvested, of course it's chayiv, because it belongs to him at the time of the harvesting. If he did all of that after he already bundled everything up, of course it's chayiv. The only case where he's going to be pater is if he was makdish it before the harvesting, and then he was poda it after the bundling. So then, at the time that the chayiv set in, it belonged to Agdish, and therefore it's going to be pater, because it's not leket kitzircha, it's not yours. So, Bez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with Perek Dalid, Mishnah Ches.